Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. I am your host, Naftali Herman. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day. On Yom Sheni, the 18th day of the month of Kislev, Thanksgiving is coming, Hanukkah is coming. We actually have a short week. We'll be doing the program today through Wednesday, but we will be off on Thursday, Thanksgiving, and Tuesday Wednesday, my dear friend and colleague, Rabbi Yair Posey, will be in the studio in my place. So looking forward for today and tomorrow, Wednesday, Rabbi Posey, and Thursday, we will be off. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Sponsorships are available for $100 for one day, $360 for a week. Parenthetically, those who sponsored for this week will continue it into next week, as it's a short week. And it is $1,000 for a month. As always, we greatly appreciate your support. And please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Once again, the archive is updated, and all of the previous recordings can be accessed at ou.org/Tehillim. That's ou.org/TEHILLIM, ou.org/Tehillim. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Zevi Saunders, Shir Divrei Chizuk, which was immediately followed by Rabbi Saunders slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. These are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, followed by the Mishaberach, Lecholim, with a nice, sizable pause, and we'll conclude with the recitation of Achenu. What a pleasure and honor it is to welcome Rabbi Saunders back to the Daily Call, the Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Saunders.
Thank you, Rev Naftali. Good afternoon, everybody. This week's Parsha is Parshas Vayeshev, the Torah portion we are going to read this week. And we have a lot of stories about Yosef, the son of Yaakov, and his life, and his troubles, and his travails. But there is one idea I want to focus on this afternoon. If we look in chapter 39, verse 2, after Yosef has been sold by his brothers into slavery, he'd been taken down to Egypt, and he was sold to a man called Potiphar, who was one of Pharaoh's officers. And it says, Vayhi Hashem es Yosef, God was with Yosef, Vayhi Ish Matzliach, and he was a successful man. And then it goes out of its way to repeat, Vayhi Beveis Adonov HaMitzri, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And the question is, this is a superfluous phrase. We just told you he was sold to Potiphar. We just said he was with Potiphar, so of course he is in Potiphar's house. Why did the Torah go out of its way to repeat that phrase? And if we look further on in chapter 39, verse 20, this is after, unfortunately, Yosef, as we might say in today's day and age, suffered harassment at the workplace, and the wife of Potiphar tried regularly to seduce him and harass him. And eventually, when she tried to finally seduce him and rape him, he was accused of false rape. And I suppose in the Egyptian system in those days, they did not have any DNA testing or evidence available, and he was slung into jail, even though he had committed no crime. And once again, it says the master took him, threw him into jail, the place where all the prisoners were. And again, at the end of verse 20, it says, Vayehi Shom Beveis HaSohar, and he was there in the prison. Again, a superfluous statement. We already just told you he was slung into jail with the prisoners. What is the Torah trying to teach us with this extra phrase? And one of the ideas is like this. Yosef could have had so much complaints. He could have been so angry. He could have been so frustrated with himself, with God, with his life. He'd been falsely accused of rape. He'd been sold by his brothers. Can you imagine how he must have felt? He could have sat there in getting depressed, yearning for what he had originally, but no, he was present in the moment, right? He shone. He was there with his master. He was there in the prison. He got on with it. He accepted that Hashem had dealt whatever he had dealt to him, and he moved forward. And that's why he was so successful. He was successful in the master's house. He was the best slave he ever had. He was successful in jail. He was able to be the leader in jail and take the food to everybody. And I think it's a wonderful lesson for us that no matter what Hashem throws at us, no matter where our lives take us, we shouldn't grumble and complain what we could have had if I'd only had done this or that would have happened. We should accept it and make the best of every situation. In fact, we're about to recite Psalm 23 shortly. Now, that is the theme of Psalm 23. We talk about Bin Osdesha Yabitseni, when God leads me on the lush grasses, on the tranquil waters. Great, that's easy to believe in God. It's easy to accept his hand in everything. But Gam, in the same way, in exactly the same appreciation of God, Ki Eileh V'Keitz Al-Moves, when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, because you are with me. And if we have that attitude that we bring into our lives, and hopefully we will see the success that Yosef brought when it says, Vayhi ish matzliach, he was a successful man, Vayhi Hashem es Yosef, God was with Yosef, and that's why Yosef had this ability, this nature, that allowed him then to become the viceroy. He didn't allow anything to get him down, and that's how he was able to be the leader of Egypt. And let's hope if we can take this lesson to heart, we can also see success in our own lives and in the lives of the Jewish people as a whole. We shall now recite the chapters of Tehillim, the book of Psalms. We will start with Psalm 20. Give people a second to open their Tehillim. Psalm 20, Kapitel Chof. Lam natseach mizmoir le David. Ya'anach adonai b'yom sora. Yisagev choshem Elohei Ya'akov. Yishlach ezrecho mikodesh. ומציון יסודך, יזכר כהן מנחי צך, ואילתך ידע שנעשה לו, ייתן לך חלבבך, וכל הצוסך ימלא, נרננו בשבועותך, ושם אלינו נתגל, ימלא אדוני כל משאלי צך, עתו ידעתי, כי הושיע אדוני משיחי, יענהו משמי קודשי, בגבורות יהישה ימיני, אלב הרכב, ואלב הסוסים, ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר, המה קרו ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו ונתודד, אדוני הושיע, המלך יעננו ויען קוראינו. And just a couple further ahead, Psalm 23, Kapitel Chof Gimel. מזמור לדוד, אדוני רואי לא יחסור, בין אוי דשא ירביצני, עמי מנוחויס ינהלני. נפשי יושבת, ינחיני ומגלי צדק למען שמוי. גם כי אלי בגי תלמובת לא יורורו, כי עתו עמדי, שבתך ומשנתך, המו ינחמוני. תערך לפני שולחן נגד צררוי, ישן טוב השמן רואי שיקריתי רבויו. עצוי וחסד ידפוני כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אדוני לירך יומים. And now we shall switch to the other end of the book of Psalms, Psalm 121, Kapitel Kuf Chof Aleph.
Shir lama alois, esaynay el hehorim, meyayin yavoy ezri, ezri meyim adoynay, oisei shomayim v'oretz, al yitein lamoy draglecho, al yonum shomerecho. הנה לא ינום ולא יישון, שומר ישראל, אדוני שומרך, אדוני צלך על יד ימינך, יומם השמש לא יקקו, וירח בלילה, אדוני ישמרך מכל רע, ישמר את נפשך, אדוני ישמר צאתך ובויך, מעתו וביד עולם.
Now we move to Psalm 130. Kapitel Kuf Lamed.
Shir hama'alois, mima'amakim karosicho adoinoi, adoinoi shim'o bekoili, tihiyana oznecho kashuvois, leko oiv tachanunoi, ima'avoinois tishmorio, Adonai mi ya'amoid. Ki imecha hasalicha lamar devarei. Kivis ya'adonai kivisa nafshi. Velidvaroi hoicholki. Nafshi la'adonai mi shaymerim la'boiker. Shaymerim la'boiker. Yachei yisrael el adonai. Kim adonai acheset v'harbei imoi fedus. Vuhu yivdes yisrael mikol avonai sof.
Now I shall recite the prayer for the sick, prayer for the cholim. I will pause for about 30 seconds to allow people to insert their own names. We'll also have in mind those who were injured in the shooting in Yerushalayim yesterday.
Mi shebeirach aviseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yakov Moshe Aaron David u'Shloimei u'yivarech v'rabbe yezacholim v'zacholot.
Now we shall conclude with Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael.
Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanasunim b'tzara b'shivya, ha'imidim bein b'ayam uvein b'ayabosha, ha'makon yirachem aleihem, yosiyem b'tzara l'vokha, u'miasveil ol yairam y'shibud l'gula, hashta b'agolav izman koriv, v'noymar, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Saunders. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength and refuah for all of those need and refuah, whether it's physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, whatever it might be, that all those in need, all of our tefillot, all of our prayers will be answered with tova for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, be strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.